Yo, this is Robbie E, and for all your pro wrestling news, you got to check out Gerwick.net, bro.
It is Monday, September the 25th, 2017. I am Steve Gerwick of Gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling news since 1997. And today, we have a very special guest with us. He is a former TNA TV champion, X Division champion, a two-time TNA Tag Team champion, and he's the man with the best hair in professional wrestling. Today, we welcome Robbie E.
Hey, you know, that was a perfect introduction. And, you know, I think it's because the experience thing. I didn't know you've been doing this since 97. So 20 years, I think, has made you possibly the best. I think that might have been the best introduction I've ever gotten in my entire existence.
Well,
you hit it all perfect.
I appreciate you saying so. And, yeah, we've been around a while. It's the first time I've had a chance to talk to you. Looking forward to the interview today. And before we start talking about professional wrestling, which we will do, get into your status with Global Force Wrestling, you got a new project currently going on with Muscle and Fitness, a digital series, and today you are the Dad Bod Destroyer. Tell us about this exciting new project.
Well, first of all, let me just apologize ahead of time. I'm leaving the gym, and I got my babies, Cash and Carter, in the back seat. So if you hear babbling or dada or mama or like some drooling sounds, that's them, not me, I promise. no, but yeah, so I have, when I did The Amazing Race a few years ago, it was the first article that Muscle and Fitness ever did on me. They reached out to me to basically ask my training for the show and how I stayed in shape during the filming and everything. And I just kind of stayed in contact with them about, like, my wrestling career. And, you know, they always reached out to me to see if I knew things going on. So when they saw that I had twins, they reached out to me and said, hey, you know, you have baby twins, but yet you're still staying so fit. Would you be interested in doing, like, these dad bod videos about how to keep dads in shape? And I was like, of course. You know, I'm the perfect guy for it. They want them to be kind of funny. And, you know, what better wacky funny guy than Robbie E.? So every Monday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on their Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, website, whatever else, our little one-minute videos on Instagram, two-minute videos on everything else, basically a mini little workout of how you could stay in shape while playing with your babies or using your babies. So, you know, so many dads are just kind of like, well, I don't have time to stay fit because, you know, I have kids now. You know, I can't work out. Well, I'm giving you a way to work out while you're playing with your kids. So whether you're doing curls with your babies or while you're pushing the stroller, you're doing lunges, whatever it is, it makes you have no excuse, basically. And even if you're not a dad, they're just funny little videos to watch. And I'm super pumped to do it because it's a new project for me. But Muscle and Fitness, when you hear fitness companies, everybody knows Muscle and Fitness. You know what I mean? So it's like a pretty big deal for me. So I'm hoping it takes off. And, you know, I think so far everyone's enjoying it. Muscle and Fitness is happy with it. We're getting a lot of views and likes and everything. So, yeah, it's cool. It's different for me, but I love it.
And who knows? Maybe we'll see you on the cover someday. That'd be awesome.
Hey, that is that's a goal. And never say never. I'm Robbie E. Crazier things have happened. You know what I mean? It could happen.
For sure. Well, what's currently going on with you with Global Force Wrestling? We haven't really seen you much with Impact Wrestling. We know the company's changed direction, has new management, new ownership. Obviously, creative has changed over the course of time. What's your status, and what's the next challenge for you within the company?
Well, you know, change is good as long as they're going to stick with what they got, which I think they're finally going to with who's in charge and everything. Finally, I think they're going in a positive direction of not switching regularly and everything, and they got their head on their shoulders and they know where they're going. So I think it was just a lot of guys that have been in the company for a while, guys like myself and Zima and Bram, just kind of they wanted to change it up and give them a little break so they could bring them back with something new. They want to change the look of the show and everything, and by doing that, you got to get rid of some of the old faces for a little bit. So when I do finally come back, I think it will be a chance for me to kind of start over and reinvent myself and do something brand new, and fans to look at me different, because I've always kind of been a comedy guy. At least that's how fans looked at me anyway, and I think they forgot that I could actually wrestle also. So when I do come back, I'm definitely going to show some different sides of myself that you've never seen. So that way you get a new Robbie E. So it's a new start for them and a new start for me too.
Do you perceive being a new gimmick? Do you have any idea in terms
of... I don't know because, you know, I'm waiting, just like my fans are and everyone else is, to see where it goes. But no matter what it is, it will have a twist and it will be a different Robbie E. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, you can't take Robbie E out of Robbie E. There's always going to be a little me, a little bro, no matter what it is that I'm doing. But, you know, I promise when it comes to in-ring ability, you're going to see a lot more of what I have.
Now, you've been with the company for quite a while. They've gone through a lot of different changes in terms of creative, the creative process, etc. How much input do you have? Do they ever come to you? Do you ever offer opinions in terms of, you know, your character maybe helping other people get over, cut promos? Do you feel like you've kind of elevated your status within the company and you're now someone they might go to and say, well, let's see what Robbie E. has to say about it, or at least value his opinion within the company?
I think the cool thing about TNA or Impact or GFW or Impact again, whatever the heck it is nowadays, is that, yes, you could give ideas, comfortably give ideas. You know, if they don't like them, they say no. But, you know, you're not going to get in trouble for anything for speaking your mind or saying, I have this idea. The most they say is no. And I'm a guy that takes full advantage of that. So I always have ideas for myself, for others. And some of them they've liked, some of them they haven't. But as far as, you know, me being a go-to guy, maybe at one point I was someone that people would ask ideas about. But like you said, there's a new creative team, there's new management, there's new people in charge. So, you know, I'm getting to know them as much as you are. So right now I'm kind of no different than a guy that just started yesterday. You know what I mean? I'm kind of starting over myself.
I know it's this transitional change has only happened within the last, you know, year or so with Anthem coming in, purchasing the company. You know, Dixie's now gone from the company. What have you seen so far that gives you encouragement? Because we've obviously over the years, we've heard all kinds of stories about TNA's fate and they're losing money. And there was even a report by Sports Illustrated a couple months ago that they were hemorrhaging money. So from what you've seen with the new direction, the new management, do you see Anthem now fully committed to making Impact Wrestling or Global Force Wrestling a viable, maybe alternative to WWE these days?
Yeah, well, stability, stability and patience, they put the money into the company and they know it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm pretty sure that they're in for the long run. So that is a very comfortable feeling. And then on top of that, also, it's not going to happen overnight for just storylines and everything, just immediately to everything to be organized and everything be perfect. But it's headed in the right direction of getting back to where everything makes sense. And the roster stays the same and creative stays the same and it's not always constantly changing. So all of those things are headed in the right direction. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. But if you really pay attention to where it is now and where it was a year ago, you'll see those changes too.
I don't know. This is kind of a general question. What does the company need to do maybe to reconnect with maybe some of the fans they've lost over the course of time? Connect with new wrestling fans. You know, there are disgruntled WWE fans out there. You know, I'm tired of Raw. I'm tired of SmackDown. I'm looking for something else. I'm just kind of, in general, you know, frustrated with professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever it is today. Is there anything that you can see that Impact Wrestling or Global Force Wrestling needs to do maybe to really reconnect with pro wrestling fans out there today?
Well, I mean, it's hard to do something different in 2017. But what Global Force was trying to do with bringing in talent from NOAH, bringing in talent from AAA, is something different. So I think it's offering that. The fact that you get to turn on Impact and see different organizations from around the world, I think is pretty cool. So I think that is something that can attract fans. But the main thing is, I think it's just being honest with fans and what I said, you know, like just everything adding it, like basically every month storyline's not changing and talent not changing and behind the scenes not changing. I think that's what made people lose interest. It was hard to follow. So once they get on the right track, which they are, of just everything adding up and making sense, I think more and more fans will either come back or, you know, new fans will get into the show.
Now, you, I believe, had, what, your first wrestling match about 17. You know, you're what, coming up, another birthday coming up. By the way, early happy birthday to you. What, almost, what, 17 years now in this wrestling business?
Yeah, well, my I started training when I was 16. My first pro match was on my 17th birthday, October 1st, 2000. And October 1st, 2017, I'm about to be 34. So I've been wrestling half my life. It's really insane.
When you put it in that perspective, absolutely. I just wonder, what are some of the changes that you've noticed? How the business has changed? Obviously, you see the business change all the time with Impact Wrestling, Global Force Wrestling. But in general, maybe from the fan base, promoters, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen over the years from your perspective as a worker in the business almost 17 years?
Well, just definitely fans have taken more control. Somehow wrestling has turned into where fans run the show. You know, what they want, they get in most cases. And I think that, you know, sadly to say, you want to give the fans what they want, but you don't want them to fully be in charge, and I think they are. And I think that is kind of, in the long run, what's possibly hurting pro wrestling. Also, some changes is just, nowadays I feel anyone could run a wrestling school and open a wrestling school and, you know, be in their own little world, and I think that's what's kind of spreading the cancer in wrestling, because if a guy opens a wrestling school that, you know, is it knowledgeable of how to train someone to be a wrestler, and then he's training them incorrectly, the cancer is just spreading and spreading, and that's why, I mean, there's really no other way to say it, but why so many wrestlers out there suck, or are dangerous, or are unprofessional, or, you know, and it gives wrestling a bad name. If you're a parent and you take your little kid to a wrestling show, and it's a show where there's wrestlers on it that aren't trained properly, they're going to say, we're never taking you back to wrestling again, and it's killing it for everyone, you know? So I just think nowadays there's so many wrestling schools and wrestling promotions, it's just kind of hurting it. Less is more.
Impact Wrestling has announced that Bound for Glory will take place November 5th in Canada. Wonder what's your opinion of running the big show, the big pay-per-view of the year in Canada, and do you have any idea if you'll be a part of that show yet?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, anything different is good. So to switch it up and get out of Orlando, even though Orlando's great and it's great to Impact, it's always good to switch things up. So Canada will be a new fans to wrestle in front of. I think the crowd's going to be hot and energetic. It'll give some excitement to the wrestlers, and it's a new opportunity. As far as being a part of the show, I don't know. I'm still, like I said, I'm just kind of waiting for the phone call to see when I return, but either way, I'm happy for everyone that is going to be a part of it. I think it's going to be a great night.
You know, obviously, this is the big pay-per-view of the year. I don't know what the company has planned for, you know, the following year. I mean, they traditionally run a couple of pay-per-views a year. Certainly, the pay-per-view market has changed considerably with the WWE Network now offering their monthly pay-per-views for $9.99. Do you see TNA continuing in that trend of continuing to run pay-per-views, or maybe offering their shows on their network, you know, once that's fully launched?
Yeah, well, I mean, just kind of like VHS turned to DVD and DVD turned to just be to Redbox, and Redbox has turned to where you get it, just get movies straight off your TV. Just the world changes. So I don't think it's, I think it just depends on where the world goes. I kind of think it's all going to turn into that. You know what I mean? So I don't think eventually they'll have a choice. I think pay-per-view is going to almost kind of be non-existent.
I agree.
I mean,
yep.
The world changes. It's crazy, man. I think they're going to have no choice.
You're obviously still with the company. Can you say, are you with them short-term, long-term? Can you comment on your overall status right now?
Less than a year left is on my latest contract, so we will see.
And I know over the course of time you've had a lot of tryouts with TNA, WWE. Has there been any interest lately? Have you ever reached out to them?
Well, I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm contract, so right now I'm focused on Impact. I can't do anything else,
right?
Or nor do I want to, because you know, that's where I'm contracted. But my goal in wrestling was always to travel all around the world, which I did, and basically for wrestling to be my full-time job, where that's how I live in a nice house and drive a nice car. So that is my goal. So wherever it takes me, that is what I can still do, is what I want to do. You know what I mean? I don't want to have a real life. I want to have a wrestler life.
Well, let me ask you this then. If you end your career and you never work for WWE, will you feel like you've disappointed because you didn't get a chance to wrestle on the biggest stage within the United States?
No, because my life is led, half is the glass is half full and not half empty. So, like, I will just, I'm a very positive person. It's really hard to get me upset or to get me to talk negative. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm always just like, life's too good to, like, think like that. Like, it's like saying, would I be upset if I made if I found $200,000 on the ground and I didn't find $201,000 on the ground? You know, things could always be better or bigger, but I'm certainly happy and blessed to have the things that I've had in my life. You know what I mean? So I would never look at things like that.
Going back a little bit to your TNA career, Impact Wrestling, who came up with the Bromans? Was that one of your own ideas that you pitched?
Well, no, actually, me and Jesse were friends, and I think everyone could see that we worked well together and looked good together and stuff. But the actual name was from Dave Lagana, who was a writer at the time. He's the man, and it was his idea for the team name and the team. But we just ended up gelling so well together. It's pretty crazy.
And, you know, for a short time, they had you with Gabby or Raquel. What happened with her?
Well, I think when they brought us back, I don't think the bromance really ever should have split in the first place. So when we got brought back together as fan favorites, it was, I mean, kind of forced, you know, just kind of like there's nothing going on, so let's put them back together. And they just wanted, I guess, a different look with it, so why not throw a hot chick with us? The thing is, it's like when you have two good-looking guys that are in good shape with a hot chick that's good-looking, it's like, who wants to cheer for them, you know? I want to boo them because I want to be them or I'm jealous of them, you know what I mean? So it's hard. But, yeah, I mean, they put her with us. Just they thought she kind of meshed well, the Brazilian chick with us. And but, yeah, I mean, she's no longer with the company. I mean, she was very new and still training to be a wrestler, and I think she's a great girl but just wasn't ready for what she was given.
I wondered, from your perspective, I mean, years ago, they had a really hot knockout division within TNA. We're seeing more emphasis maybe on athletic women's wrestling. We see the Mae Young Classic they just had in WWE, their Stardom, their Shimmer, their Shine. There's all kinds of female promotions out there. Do you see female wrestling becoming more marketable? Do you see more good female wrestlers out there? Do you think, in general, wrestling fans want to see not just, you know, the mindless TNA, the woman with the big boobs. Do you think wrestling fans are going to accept seeing female wrestlers in the wrestling ring more in the future?
I think they are. I think it's what the world's turning into. I can even see females getting their own shows. I mean, they're already main eventing, you know, shows, no matter what night it is or what promotion it's for. They're the main event of shows, and it's just happening everywhere. I mean, look at MMA, UFC, and Bellator. There's, you know, top women fights, and they're drawing money, so why not in pro wrestling? And, you know, women now are given the opportunity to take more risks and to shine more and everything, so fans around the world are getting to see what they could do, so they're blowing up. I mean, women's wrestling is hot right now. I love watching them wrestle.
And speaking of women, you previously had Cookie. What did you think when they put her with you? And
well, at the time, it was awesome. I mean, look at Snooki and look at Cookie. It is right. What it is, you know? She was perfect for the role. I mean, again, kind of situation similar. I just think, you know, it's certainly not up to me who is fired and hired from the company, but I think maybe she just took advantage of the spot that she had and, you know, maybe wasn't ready for it. And, yeah, they just kind of went in a different direction, you know?
Now, you've been around TNA a long time. We've seen a lot of recent TNA faces make the move to WWE. You know, AJ Styles, obviously. Eric Young is with NXT. Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe. I mean, guys you worked with. What's your thoughts on seeing some of the guys that, you know, you've been friends with that have made the move to the bigger stage?
I mean, if they're happy and make a lot of money, which I'm sure they all are, you can't be happier. And not only can it, those four that you mentioned, not only can it not happen to nicer guys and better guys, but those four are amongst the best in the world right now. And, you know, they deserve everything they're getting. AJ's a great guy. Samoa Joe's is awesome. There's no other Samoa Joe. There's no other AJ Styles. There's no other Bobby Roode or Eric Young. You know, they're all their own person. They're different in their own ways, and they're the best at what they do. And they're great people. I miss them.
Absolutely. I know the TNA fans do as well, Impact Wrestling. How did the Amazing Race come about? And do you feel like, have you ever been contacted about possibly doing something reality beyond wrestling again? I mean, that would be another great opportunity for you.
Yeah, well, Amazing Race kind of just happened. their agent, you know, that we have just kind of got the opportunity, auditioned in LA, and we got it right away. The producers or casting, whatever, fell right in love with us, so we got casted on the show. Did way better than anyone thought we would do. We made it all the way to the finals, which is pretty bizarre. So it was 32 days straight of filming on the road, which was insane, nonstop. But it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, it's just, I look back at it, and I can't even believe we did it. Everywhere we traveled and went, it was crazy. It definitely helped, you know, broaden the Robbie E. name and everything. And, you know, CBS is such a big network, and the show is so big. It's one of the longest-lasting reality shows. Now that Impact schedule has lightened up a little bit, I would look into other opportunities. There has been some things I could do here or there with some reality shows or some other TV shows, but it was just so hard because my wrestling schedule was so busy. But now that we're really only doing television and don't have any live events, I am going to look to explore some other opportunities. Because, I mean, I think it's time that Robbie E's face is on every TV channel. Don't you agree?
With that hairdo, of course. Absolutely. Now, obviously, someday you will hang up the boots, you will get out of the wrestling ring, you'll have your last match. Have you contemplated what you want to do after wrestling? We talked about, you know, possibly being a booker, being the creative process. Is that something that appeals to you? Would you like to be a trainer? Would you still like to be involved in wrestling once your wrestling career is finally over?
Yeah, and I mean, all of the above. However I could be connected to a commentator, backstage interviewer, manager, referee, booker, agent, whatever, trainer, I would love to, because, I mean, obviously I've been doing pro wrestling for 17 years. I know it very well, and obviously I love it. So, yeah, I would love to stay connected to it, but first and foremost is my family. So wherever life takes me as far as providing for my family is, you know, what I would do. But, yeah, in a perfect world, I mean, I would hate to just leave wrestling and, you know, never be involved in it at all when it's been such an important part of my life.
Of all those roles, you just, backstage interviewer, manager, et cetera, commentator, which one would most appeal to you, and which one do you think you'd flourish in the most?
I think being an agent, if I had to pick one, you know, I would love working with, like, new guys to just help storytelling make a little more sense, and just putting the right things in the right places and help younger guys out with character development and everything. I think that would be where I would shine.
If you have a message out there for the younger guys, maybe somebody listening to this that is either in wrestling or consider getting into wrestling, what are some of the things that you've learned that you could offer as advice for the next generation of superstars?
Just really consistency. You know, don't give up. I've seen so many talented guys wrestle for a year and then just give up because they didn't make it in a year. It took me 10 years. You got to be patient and stay consistent. And it's 24/7 if you really want to make it. You got to put the work in. It's not going to happen overnight.
And I know at one time, I believe it was the stint that before you got hired by TNA, you were working as a PE teacher, correct?
Correct. Yep, I have my bachelor's degree in physical education and health. I was a high school phys ed and health teacher. I'm halfway done with my master's degree, which I was going for administration. So, yeah, I do have that to fall back on. A lot of wrestlers don't, so it's cool to say that. I do have my college degree and everything. And I would definitely suggest getting that just for yourself and just to have something to fall back on. Plus, I mean, we should show the world that wrestlers are intelligent people because we are. So, you know, so many people, I say that, and they're like, you were a teacher? You have a college degree? And it's like, yeah, dude, like, I'm smart. kind of.
I can give a headbutt, but I still can use my head, too. So that's a good thing.
Exactly.
I don't know. Do you ever come across one of your students that you used to teach or come across on social media? Or?
Yeah, on social media. I mean, now I don't live close to where I used to teach at. I live more in a different part of New Jersey. So, but yeah, of course, here or there, a tweet, an Instagram, Facebook, something. Hey, Mr. S, you know, we were watching you this, you know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, here or there, for sure.
Are you, in general, in public, are you more recognized as a wrestler or as a reality star?
All in all, like I said, for me, when I get recognized as a wrestler, it's got to be if my hair was up and I'm in the full deal. Well, my hair's not up. When you think of Robbie E, the Robbie E when I was at my highest point was Robbie E with crazy hair. So I think when my hair is down or I have a hat on, it's like the connection isn't always made, unless you're a hardcore wrestling fan. But yeah, I would say more from reality TV, because you really don't realize how many millions of people those shows reach and how many crazy fans there are. So I still regularly get recognized. Oh, you were on The Amazing Race. And to be honest, even this muscle and fitness thing, you know, I'm a big gym rat. I go to the gym every day. That's part of my life. Well, a good portion of people that take fitness seriously follow Muscle and Fitness on all of their social media, because, again, it's the number one fitness company. So, I mean, I've been getting recognized regularly for that. People coming up to me, hey, my God, you run Muscle and Fitness. I saw your babies on Muscle and Fitness. Because I go to the gym every day with my babies. They go to the daycare there. So I'm been getting recognized left and right for that. It's pretty crazy.
I don't think I've ever heard you say, who is, like, your all-time favorite wrestler?
You know, I get asked that a lot, favorite wrestler, my favorite match ever. This, it's hard to say. When I was growing up, when I was a little kid, you know, like 5 years old, I liked the Ultimate Warrior and Sting as like little kid favorite wrestler. But when I was older, I didn't like have one guy who like made me love it or anything. I just liked a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. I think that's how we all were. I didn't have a favorite wrestler either. But I was always attracted to the heels. That's
yeah.
That
well, when
thing.
I was older, I think I was. But when I was younger, it was more Warrior and Sting. And getting to later on in life to wrestle Sting was very cool. Granted, he's the first ever pro match I ever saw, and then also he was one of my favorites, so that was very cool.
Speaking of heels, did you ever come across in your travels Bobby Heenan?
At conventions and yeah. Stuff, but you know, I never really more than hi and bye. You know, nice to meet you, sir. Like it was never, I never had much interaction with him.
Yeah. That's really too bad. I think probably the greatest wrestling we were talking about managing. I mean, what a lost art that is. And obviously Bobby the Brain comes to mind. Over the years we've seen, you know, valets and things. Do you ever see the art of a good male manager coming back into professional wrestling to help, you know, talk for those that can't really talk real well, get promos across, etc.?
I hope. I think it would be cool. Everything comes full circle, and it would be very cool for wrestling to go back to what it was, which I think it will at some point. But, I mean, there's still some male managers around here or there. You'll see them pop up.
Right. Now, I know for a short time anyways, you were doing, what, a podcast with EC3?
Yeah, we did it for a few months, more or less. I mean, to be honest, as a goof, we kind of love each other and hate each other. but we just kind of did it for fun, and I don't even know why we started it or why we stopped it. The Robbie EC3 experience will always go down in history, but I don't know how that ended. It just kind of ended.
Can people still hear those shows? Are they still on iTunes like this show is?
I believe that they are. Yeah, if you search Robbie EC3 experience, I'm pretty sure they are still on there. Yeah, those are in the vault, but they're worth listening to.
And then just in general, how has the twins? You have. Infant twins, how has that changed your life?
Well, you know, everybody says when you have kids, it all changes, and it really does. I mean, now I got two little people to look after, not to mention they're starting to crawl and walk, so, like, one goes one way, one goes the other way, so I am, like, all over the place. But, yeah, I mean, it's the best. I mean, there's no way to describe it unless you know it. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. Having kids is great. They're super funny. I love watching. They entertain me all day, every day. And then, of course, you could follow them on Instagram at Cash and Carter, Inc.
Wow.
So you got to follow them. And then also my 5-pound Chihuahua Prancer at Prancer Pants Official. You could follow her on Instagram.
Well, very good. I guess since we're getting into the plugs here, obviously you're on Twitter, Facebook. How can fans interact with you? And then in general, what do you have coming up on your schedule?
Well, definitely follow me at Robbie E. Impact on Twitter and Instagram. And then my official website is www.robbie-e.com. And then on there you can get my schedule, where I'll be next. I'm somewhere different every weekend. And then, that's pretty much it. But I got a lot of stuff coming up. Check out the website and you can see it. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget, Mondays, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, you can check out on Muscle and Fitness's all their social medias. My hashtag dadbod destroyer videos, and like them, view them, share them, the whole deal. I appreciate this, Steve. You're the man.
Well, I appreciate you. We appreciate what you've done to entertain us over the years in that great hair, and we're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to seeing you back in that wrestling ring real soon.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Take it easy, man.